Friend Irma.
Created by Cy Howard, transcribed from Hollywood, and starring Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane.
Well, today is Irma's birthday, so I think I'll wake her up and congratulate her. Watch what happens now. Irma? Honey?
You take your hands off of me, Clark Gable.
Boy, when this kid dreams, she really dreams. Irma, come on. Hey, Irma.
Huh? Oh, good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Cookie. You know what day this is?
No.
May 5th. Doesn't that mean any of you?
Well, let me think. May 5th. Oh, of course.
What is it?
256 shopping days until Christmas.
No. No. Let me give you a hint. 25 years ago, your mother and father had an addition to the family.
Oh, I remember. That was the year the barn burned down. The cow slept in the kitchen.
No. Today is your birthday.
Oh, so it is.
Congratulations, honey.
Gee, just think. Today I'm a year older.
That's right.
They say the older you get, the smarter you get.
That's what they say.
And I must be smarter than I was last year.
I don't think so. You just put 2 spoons full of salt in your coffee.
See, I'm improving. Last year I put in 3.
Yeah. By the way, Cookie, I've been doing so much extra work for Richard this week, I haven't had time to arrange anything for you in the way of a celebration. I hope you'll understand.
Oh, that's all right, Jane. You didn't have to plan anything. Besides, my Al is taking me out to a special birthday lunch today.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. Gee, Jane, I can't tell you how different life has become since my Al is working steady.
What do you mean?
Well, this is the first time he's taking me to lunch without asking me to bring sandwiches along.
Irma, I didn't have much time to shop, but I hope you like this little birthday present I bought you.
Gee, I know I'll like it. With me, it's not the gift, Jane. It's how much you paid for it.
Well, go on, open it up, huh?
Why, Jenny, they're lovely. A pair of salt and pepper shakers.
Don't try to separate them. They're binoculars.
They are?
Yes. Hey, look at the time. You better get to work.
All right, Al's meeting me for lunch, and I can't make up my mind what jewelry I should wear.
Oh, Cook, don't wear any of the junk Al bought you.
Junk? Jane, did you see the emerald he gave me for Christmas?
Irma, that's not an emerald.
No? Well, then what is it?
Personally, I think it's a diamond that turned green with envy when it saw a real diamond.
Oh, well, then I'll wear my pearls. Jane, do you think it's too warm for a fur stole?
Not the one you bought. I held it in front of the electric fan and all the hair came out. Now you can wear it as a scarf. I'll see you, Cookie.
How are you this morning, Miss Peterson?
Fine, Mr. Clyde. Fit as a fiddle.
That kind of remark could make me hate music forever. Shall we dictate a letter?
All right, I'll be ready in a second. Now.
To Federal Judge John Carlton.
I've got it.
Already?
Yes, I abbreviate things. It's my own system.
Let me see that. Miss Peterson, the word fudge is not an abbreviation for federal judge. However, let us continue.
Okay.
Dear Judge, as you know, I've always shouted your praises to the rafters. In fact, I have a picture of you hanging in our office. And I'd be honored if you and your wife would join us for dinner. Sincerely, Newton J. Clyde.
Okay, next.
No. Hold on. Would you mind reading it back first, please?
All righty. Dear Judge, I can picture how much you would shout if I had the honor of taking your wife to dinner while you were hanging from the raft.
No.
It seemed too short.
You idiot, what I'm trying to... Hello.
Hiya, Clyde. Can I talk to Irma?
Oh, it's you. For you, Miss Peterson, please make it short.
Yes, Mr. Clyde. Hello?
Hello, chicken. This is Al.
Oh, hello, Al, honey.
Busy?
Oh, no. Not too busy to talk to my Tootsie Wootsie.
Now, that's sweet, Chicky Wicky.
Does Alzie love Chicky Wicky?
Chicky Wicky is going to be out of a jobsy wobsy if she don't get off the phonesy wonesy.
Now, honey, you better hang up. Mr. Clyde's getting angry.
Okay, chicken. Just wanted to tell you, I can't take you out for your birthday lunch.
What?
I'll explain it all later. Bye.
But Al...
Now, look, Miss Peterson, if you knew the
way... You don't understand, Mr. Clyde. Today is my birthday, and my boyfriend Al was supposed to take me out for a special lunch in celebration. He just called it off.
Miss Peterson, the fact that you came into being some 20-odd years ago, in my opinion, does not call for any rejoicing. This is like celebrating the Johnstown flood.
I just don't understand it. I don't see how he could be busy. He told me he wasn't working today. Excuse me, Mr. Clyde. This is very important.
Important? Miss Peterson, I'm trying to run a business here. Don't you think that's important? Put down that phone.
Mr. Clyde, weren't you ever young once? Hello? May I speak to Al? What? He's not there. Well, have you any idea where he went? Oh, no.
Now what did I say?
Oh, Mr. Glenn, I just found out the truth about Al. He's taking out another girl. And on my birthday.
Oh, you poor kid. That is unforgivable on your birthday. Look, why don't you take the afternoon off, eh?
No, Mr. Clyde, this is my job. You pay me and I have a duty.
No, forget it.
No, I'm a faithful secretary. And besides, I know that without me, you're helpless. I'll see it through.
Well, if that's the way you want it. All right, let's take that letter over. Dear Federal Judge...
Got it.
You didn't abbreviate, I hope.
No, I didn't want to make any mistakes.
Well, good. What have you got?
Dear General Fudge.
Miss Peterson, go home. Go home or I'll never live to see my birthday.
No!
Home so early.
Mr. Clyde gave me the day off.
Oh, I... Irma? You've been crying. What happened?
I'm through with men.
Good. Now, how does that apply to Al?
You know what he did, Jane? He stood me up and went out with another girl.
What? Are you sure?
His landlady saw him get into a cab with her.
Well, of all the low-down tricks.
Oh, Jane, I hate all men.
Now, just take it easy, Cookie. There are still some men around who are pretty nice.
Well, I never meet them.
You don't give yourself a chance. You've been locked in with this nothing for 6 years.
Yeah, I've been a fool. Well, I'm not going to let him ruin my birthday. I know of a nice fellow who'll be glad to take me out. I think I'll call him right up.
Wait a minute. Wait. Do I know him, honey?
No. Amber Lipscott gave me his number, and he's tried to make a date with me for a long time. Hello? Hello, is Mr. George Clover there? I said Mr. Clover. The gentleman they call Pops.
Pops?
Oh, he's out to lunch? Well, tell him Irma Pearson called. Thank you.
Irma, how old is this Mr. Clover?
Well, I understand he's in his very early 60s.
I don't care how early he's in. After 60, it's kind of late. What made you call him? There are plenty of others you could have called. Young men.
Well, that's just it, Jane. I don't want to go out with young men anymore.
Why not?
Well, they're too fickle. And besides, all they want to do is run around, dance, and try to kiss you.
What's wrong with that?
That's childish.
Oh, take me back to my childhood days. Listen, Irma...
Please, Jay, my mind is made up. I think I'll get along better with older men.
Why?
Well, you see, I'm very mature for my size, and an older man is more worldly.
Yeah?
Sophisticated, as they say in Paris, a real bum villagiani.
The word is bon vivant, honey. And I still don't like the idea of you going out with somebody that old. Come in.
If you don't mind, it's me, Maestro Vonderkin. Hello, Jania. Oh, you're home too, Irma.
Yes, my boss gave me the day off.
I only came down to ask Janie what I could get you for a birthday present. But you might as well tell me.
You see, Jane, how considerate old men are?
What? Who's old? I only walk bent over like this because the mattress Mrs. O'Reilly gave me is shaped the same way.
Hello, girls. Hello, Maestro.
Yeah.
Hi. Mrs. O'Reilly, you got your hair cut. Yes, but how I hate it to pass with my beautiful red tresses. You think it makes my neck look too long?
Well, from the back, it looks like a giraffe trying to swallow a tomato.
I wasn't asking your opinion, and if you don't address me like a lady...
Before we get into this, there's something more important.
Important?
Yes, Mrs. O'Reilly, I've always considered you an expert on these things. Can you see anything wrong in my going out with a man who's much older than myself?
Well, personally, I never approved of it.
Well, this is only because there isn't a man living older than yourself.
Oh, shut up. Irma, how old is this gentleman you're thinking of going out with?
About 62.
Prime pickings. I mean, Irma, really, I think the man's too old for you. But of course we wouldn't want to disappoint him. So if you'll just give him my phone number.
Mrs. O'Reilly, the man is 62. Do you want to rob the cradle?
Will you be still? Girls, how did all this come about?
Well, as you know, Mrs. O'Reilly, today is Irma's birthday.
Oh, of course. How stupid of me. Here I have this package under my arm, and I forgot all about it. Irma, darling, here's a little birthday gift for you.
Oh, Miss O'Reilly, you shouldn't have done it. And may I unwrap it?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, golly, what a lovely painting.
You're the wreck of the Hesperus.
Don't be funny. It's a portrait painted of me 10 years ago.
Well, I better decide what I'm going to wear when Mr. Clover calls.
Look. Now, look, I don't like to interfere in your life, but as your self-appointed guardian and closest friend, I think it's unthinkable that you should consider going out with a man that old.
Well, what's so terrible about it?
Well, honey, don't you realize when you're 35, he'll be 70. And when you're 50, he'll be 85. And when he's 105, you'll be 70.
So what? If he gets tired of me, I'll find somebody else.
With an elderly gentleman, personally, I don't like the idea. It's not that I have anything against old men. It's just that Irma is mentally so immature. I think the word is infantile. Right now, she's at the beauty parlor. She wants to look older, you know, more sedate, so she's having her hair done with a bun in the back.
But really, Janie, I think your attitude is wrong. Just because a person's getting on in years doesn't mean they can't be exciting. Take me.
Yeah, what about you?
Well, you know the old saying, wine improves with age.
Yeah, but this does not apply to all merchandise that comes in barrels.
That'll be enough out of you. And if you don't keep quiet, one of these days I'm going to go through that bushy head of yours and find out where you hide your rent money.
Mrs. O'Reilly, I wear my hair long like this because I am a musician. And unless you are left tackle for the Green Bay Packers, your figure is still a mystery to me.
You see, now, that's just what I mean. You each protest how much you love Irma, and yet when an occasion arrives where you could really give her advice, you never...
Well, here I am. And, Jane, I found out that there's nothing wrong in a young girl going out with an elderly man.
Who told you?
Mr. Clark, the owner of the beauty parlor.
How old is he?
72.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to get an unprejudiced opinion.
Yeah.
So. Look, Irma, you still have time to back out. And I... Hey, has Mr. Clover ever seen you?
No, I told you he's a friend of Amber's.
Good, good. When he gets here, why don't we tell him that Mrs. O'Reilly is Irma?
Now, wait a minute. I don't go out with just anybody.
No, no, he has to be alive.
Now, when is this gentleman getting here?
8:30.
Why, it's 8:25 now. That'll give me only 5 minutes to bathe, make up my face, and get dressed.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that late. Forget it.
I can make it.
Yeah, and if the guy comes 5 minutes early, she'll still make it.
What do you say, huh, Cookie? Let Mrs. O'Reilly go in your place, huh?
Nothing doing.
Oh, Irma, why not? See, they'll have so much more in common. For instance, if Mr. Clover should talk about the time the earthquake destroyed San Francisco, at least Mrs. O'Reilly would be able to discuss it intelligently because she was around when it happened.
She was around when Vesuvius destroyed Pompeii.
Someday that man will say something to offend me.
What do you say, Cookie?
No, Jane, it wouldn't be fair. Besides, it's too late. That's him now.
Well, here we go. I'll get it. Won't you come in, Mr. Clover?
Good evening. Are you Miss Peterson?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you Miss Peterson?
I don't know yet.
Oh, I'm Irma Peterson, Mr. Clover.
Oh, isn't that nice? Is this lady your mother?
No.
Your grandmother?
No, but you're getting warm. That's right, grandfather. By the way, my name is Maestro Wunderkind.
Glad to know you, sir. I hope I haven't taken the initiative too much, but I wanted to make this evening a little different for you. So I have two tickets for an exhibition of sculpture by the early Incas.
Oh, how debonair.
Of course, you're familiar with the Incas.
Here we go.
Oh, yes, they're so talented, the three of them.
The three of them?
Yes, Inca, Dinka, and Doo.
Well, let's go. See you folks later.
Oh, boy. This should be a night for history. And I've done all I could. I just... Mr. Clover can't be calling for help already. Huh? Hello? Western Union? No, no, Miss Peterson isn't in, but I can take the message. What? It's her father. Her father is flying in from Minnesota and should arrive here by midnight. Thank you.
Glory be Irma's father.
Yeah. Well, Irma be thrilled he's never been here. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, what's wrong, Jamie?
Well, gee, Maestro, I don't want to stay up to all hours to give Irma the news. I guess I'll just write her a note, huh? Wake me up, Irma. Have important message.
Nice idea, Jamie. Come on, Maestro. Let's go up on the roof.
Why?
Well, you know, this time of the year, the nights are balmy.
The nights may be, but I'm not. Bye. Well, Miss Peterson, when the music starts again, shall we dance more?
No, I'm tired of the turkey trot. Can't you do the rumba?
The rumba? What's that?
Well, it's sort of like the turkey trot with a wiggle in it.
Irma, at my age, I don't like to wiggle unless it's absolutely necessary.
Well, let's just forget dancing.
Yes. Yes, can I take you home now, Miss Peterson?
But what about the Incas?
I'll send them a note of apology, all three of them.
Oh, I guess Jane's gone to bed. Good night, Mr. Clover. I had a wonderful time.
Thank you, Irma. And it's...
Hey, what's going on here? Step aside, mister. Chicken.
Don't you dare talk to me. Good night, George. It was wonderful seeing you.
Good night, Irma.
Chicken, say something.
Get out of here. How dare you stand me up on my birthday and go out with another girl?
But, honey, I've been trying to locate you all day to explain to you. That was no girl. That was the boss's daughter. I had to apple polish him so I could get a raise. You see, the more dough I make, the quicker we can get hitched.
Hitched? Oh, Al, when you say that word, I hear bells in my head. Oh, to think that I doubted you, darling.
Oh, forget it, chicken. I could never doubt you. Never. Oh, by the way, who was that old fogey that just left?
You wasn't two-timing me?
Oh, of course not. That was, that was my father.
You call him by his first name?
Oh, we're a very close family. I often call Mom Mother.
Well, your father's name isn't George.
I know, he's traveling incognito. You know, that's on an expense account.
Oh, wait a minute, chicken. I demand to know what's going on here.
What's all the noise? Oh, Irma, you back already? What happened? Hello, Al.
Hiya, Jane.
Irma, didn't you read the note? No, but it's not important. Jane, Al thinks I had a date with another man tonight.
Did she?
Well, Oh, Jane. You know that elderly man I went out with tonight was my father? Well, Irma, what I'm trying to say is that... who can this be? Come in.
Well, hello, Irma.
Chicken, what have you opened here? A home for the aged?
Irma, dear, aren't you going to say hello?
Well, of course.
Chicken, who is this geezer?
He's my older brother.
But he looks older than your father.
Well, my father married very young.
Irma, what are you talking about? Don't you recognize me? I'm your father.
Oh, yes, now I remember. You're my father by my first mother. Don't get excited, Dad. You know, this happens often in the big city. You see, Al, wait.
If this is another guy, come in.
Sorry to bother you. I forgot my glove.
Oh, that's all right.
Wait a minute. If one of these guys is your father and one is your brother, how come they don't recognize each other?
We lived in a big house. They seldom met.
Chicken, I think you've been two-timing me. I don't know which of these guys is which, but rather than ask embarrassing questions, this is for you.
No, let me out of here. Let me out of here.
And this is for you, stranger.
Oh, my eye, my eye.
Al, what have you done? This man is really my father.
Well, Irma and her dad had the most wonderful birthday reunion you could imagine. You know, he's a little like Irma. You talk to him, too, and you don't know what hits you between the eyes. As for Al, he's back in love with Irma again. Right now, they're sitting on the sofa. Listen.
Al, I'm through thinking about elderly men.
Well, you know, chicken, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
That's right. Besides, you're so much more fun to muzzle with.
Isn't that precious? By the by, if there's anybody who'd like to buy these two doggies in the window, just write to me, Jane Stacy, care of my friend, Irma.
My friend Irma came to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.